USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump in India for a two-day visit, reassuring the American public about the spread of the coronavirus and the impact it's having on the U.S. stock market. On Twitter, the president saying, "The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. We are in contact with everyone in all relevant countries. CDC and World Health have been working hard and very smart." And the president tweeting, "Stock market starting to look very good to me," exclamation point. As for stocks, the market taking a major hit, the Dow dropping more than 1,000 points, the third largest point drop in its history. The NASDAQ down 355, the S&P 500 down almost 112 points. And the Democrats who want to be president gearing up for the next debate this week in South Carolina, the primary there this Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The widow of former L.A. Lakers star Kobe Bryant filing a wrongful death lawsuit after her husband and their daughter killed in that helicopter crash along with other passengers. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest.
After her NBA legend husband and their 13-year-old daughter Gianna were killed in a helicopter crash last month, TMZ is reporting that Vanessa Bryant has filed a lawsuit claiming the helicopter never should have been placed in the peril it was in before the crash occurred. Seven other people perished in the crash as well in Southern California, and that includes the pilot. Island Express owned the doomed chopper, which came down quickly, according to investigators, in thick fog in Calabasas.
Changing gears now to the weather, a winter storm watch has been issued for the Midwest as heavy snow expected. The National Weather Service predicting 6 to 12 inches in places like Great Lakes, Northern Illinois, and Southern Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Democrats who want to be president gearing up for the primary in South Carolina. But first, another debate this week. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
Democratic presidential candidates are preparing for another debate on Tuesday night. It will happen in South Carolina, site of a big primary election on Saturday. After last week's performance at his debate, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is certainly looking to improve this week. Sean Davis is a co-founder of The Federalist. He tells Fox News,
"I think maybe he thought he could just go into that debate and throw the other candidates up against the wall and they'd give up, because that's kind of been what he's generally done with his opponents in government previously. But I think it's interesting. If you look back at 2016, the Democrat establishment decided that they were going to make sure that Bernie Sanders wasn't going to win the nomination, so they rigged it."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In USA Entertainment News, what's hot at the box office? USA Radio's Wendy King takes a look.
Sonic the Hedgehog is still number one, bringing in $26 million. Call of the Wild is at number two its first week with $24 million. Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn is still on the charts at number three with $7 million. Brahms, The Boy 2, is at number four with $5.9 million. And Bad Boys for Life, coming in at number 5, also with $5.9 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.